Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Hey, everyone, it's John Hanson. It's a Mesereau Monday, and we got Leo Harmon here. He's our guest all October. Had great conversations. Suggest you go back and listen to those podcasts after this one. This one's all about nominal growth versus real growth. And, Leo, I have no idea. This is how we start many of our conversations. Can you explain the difference between nominal growth and real growth? Although I've heard the terms nominal and real for all sorts of things, GDP, other phrases. What do you mean?
So we brushed on this a couple of shows ago.
So what that means is I am not remembering what he told me. You've all heard your teacher say that before. As per, or like a boss, as per my earlier email.
No.
That was a Leo Harmon as per my earlier email. Continue, Leo, as you told me a couple months ago, and I didn't digest.
So nominal growth is really the total growth in the economy, and that includes inflation. And so when you have a number of goods, let's say, go up 4%, that is the real growth of that good. But if the price also goes up 4%, then the total nominal growth is 8%.
I see.
4% plus 4%. Real growth is that growth less inflation. And so when we think about real growth, we often talk about the concept of real wages real returns and assets less inflation, because you want to earn above the level of inflation in order to keep the purchasing power of your dollar higher.
This nominal versus real is how for much of the past 2 years, as inflation went up, and even though wages were growing up, people were still making, in theory, less money. They had less purchasing power in their wallet. That has changed this year.
Yes.
And now wages are finally outpacing inflation. Okay. How do those affect investment decisions?
It affects investment decisions in a couple of different ways. First, if you're a retiree and you're on a fixed income,
right,
on a fixed budget, you usually take less risk in your portfolio. That means that a substantial portion of your assets are invested in fixed income securities that pay a fixed rate. In a high inflation environment, if you have fixed rate assets and let's say they have a duration or a length or maturity of greater than 10 years, it's hard for you to recoup that loss. So you bought bonds at 3.5%, but inflation is 5%. You're earning 3.5%, but your real income is dropping by 1.5% each year.
No
your
good.
Real purchasing power is dropping by 1.5% each year. So it's important that people consider inflation as they're making longer term investments. So we talk a lot about some retirees not understanding that life expectancy is longer, and equity markets usually track inflation better than fixed income markets. But a lot of those investors have their asset allocation overly tilted to fixed income for safety reasons.
Mm.
That safety may cost you if inflation is higher than you expect.
Right. I think a lot of people went through this the last couple of years when they retired. They, first of all, had a lot of bonds that also lost a ton of money in 2022, and then inflation was through the roof, and that really ate at what their purchase power was. So it's just, what, chatting with someone like you who can play out these scenarios of a higher inflation scenario, a lower inflation scenario, life expectancy, and see, at the end of the day, what we're all looking for is that number zero doesn't hit till till the day we die, right? Ideally,
absolutely.
Right?
Chatting with your investment advisor to talk about strategies that can help you combat higher levels of inflation, whether that's buying inflation index bonds, whether that's buying bonds that mature at different times so that you can reinvest in higher rates, will allow you to at least offset a portion of that inflationary cost.
Great stuff. By the way, when my parents went ahead and put together their financial plan, they told their advisor, yeah, just put it at zero when we're dead. And I thought, well, that's not very nice, but hey, go live your life. All right, that's a little peel behind the curtain there. Leo Harmon, it's been great chatting with you all much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
1-877-MESIROW, MESIROW.com.